With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
It's 67 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the News at 6. Coming up, UTAC pushes for organized labor to declare nationwide strike, insisting its leadership must act decisively to pile pressure on government to declare a state of emergency on illegal mining.
We are very clear as to what we would do when our demands were not met. And we said we're going to embark on an independent action.
Also, the governing MPP vows to scrutinize the NDC's presentation at the IPAC meeting today as EC opens the meeting to the media in a historic move to build public confidence.
We have not called for any audit, so we may not give any presentation, but we'll let our views be known on the presentation that will be made by the NDC.
Darrell will bring us business.
Well, Hannah, some businesses to pass on utility tariff hikes to consumers as new charges take effect today. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
Also in this bulletin, Ministry of Education goes into crucial meeting with striking unions this morning with a hope of getting teacher unions back to school after 3 weeks of action.
We have been running our country's economy like a Ponzi scheme. We must address concerns about how much of our national resources we spend on ourselves as politicians and take steps to overhaul the corrupt public procurement regime.
I'll bring you details of that and more in this bulletin. I am Hannah Odami. Thanks for staying with us. This is Joy News, independent, fearless and credible journalism. The University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAG, is pushing for organized labor to declare a nationwide strike following government's failure to declare a state of emergency on illegal mining. Organized labor asks government to halt all mining in forest reserves, create special courts for prosecuting offenders, and deploy the military to dismantle mining equipment, and that was by the end of last month. But government is yet to yield to those demands. Speaking to Joy News, the national president of UTAG, Professor Mahmoud Akudugu says they expect the leadership of organized labor to act decisively as they meet later today to decide their next line of action.
We are very clear as to what we will do when our demands were not met. We said we're going to embark on an indefinite absence. Until this evening, we still stand by that, among other activities.
So tomorrow at the table, that's what you're putting on the table for your other colleagues in organized labor to consider?
I think that is already on the table of organized labor.
But that's what you'll be pushing for?
Most definitely.
You heard National President of UTAC, Professor Mahmood Akudugu, speaking with Evans Mensah there. Now, the paramount chief of the Achim-Kotoku traditional area, Osiadieyo Dr. Frimpong Manso IV, has suggested to government to fully empower traditional rulers and mining communities as partners in the fight against illegal mining. According to him, any other decision to fight the menace which has destroyed the country's forest cover and water bodies will be a failure.
If they get us involved and we have a stake in mining in our own communities, where in giving people licenses, they give us stakes in the licensing. They consult us. We also have percentages in what accrues out of those activities. And we are there to protect our own businesses on our land. That is when it will work.
The governing New Patriotic Party says it will scrutinize the presentation of the opposition National Democratic Congress in a make-or-break IPAC meeting today. The meeting, which has been called to take presentations from political parties on the 2024 voters register, will afford the NDC in particular the opportunity to make public their findings into alleged manipulations of the register. The MPP's national organizer, Henry Nanabwachi, says they won't make any presentation, but they will comment on that of their counterparts in the NDC.
Inviting the media is a great decision from the Electoral Commission, and we embrace it as a political party.
Is the MPP making a presentation tomorrow?
Oh, not at all. We have not called for any audit, so we may not give any presentation, but we'll let our views be known on the presentation that will be made by the NDC.
Well, CSOs have hailed the decision by the EC to open up today's IPAC meeting to the media. Suleiman Abraima is the executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa.
I've seen that the director of elections of the NDC actually made this call that the upcoming IPAC meeting, the media must be allowed in to provide live coverage. And for the EC to also respond positively, what it means is that as far as they are concerned, there's nothing to hide. And of course, even if certain discrepancies are discovered during tomorrow's meeting, it is important that the public becomes aware of the development so that collectively we can do what would ensure public trust, public confidence in the EC.
You heard there, Suleiman Abraima. He's the executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa. The Ministry of Education will in a few hours go into a crucial meeting with striking teacher unions with a hope to get them to back down on their strike. Five teacher unions lay down their tools of a non-payment of allowances and tier two pension contributions. Government has, through the Ministry of Education, extended invitation to the unions for a dialogue. Let's listen to the reaction of National Chairman of the Senior Staff Association of Universities of Ghana, George Ansong.
We have followed up written letters to the ministry wherever. Up to now, they haven't paid. With the UTAC people, the ministry has written that they should be paid, but they have left us. Then we come to Almighty Tier 2. This Tier 2, we have always been having strikes on them. This whole year, government hasn't paid a peswa. So we think that government is discriminating against us, and they think that maybe we are not important in the university scheme of things.
Well, Public Relations Officer of the Ministry of Education, Christy Kwarteng, is optimistic a consensus will be reached by the close of day today.
So I am very hopeful that tomorrow when the parties meet, they should be able to make headway. The most important thing is that we make a headway. I mean, strike actions all over the world, labor issues are inevitable. But of course, I am also excited to also add that at least the Minister for Education, Dr. Osei Adichum, has once again intervened. I mean, whichever way, it still falls under his ministry, even though broadly is a labor issue.
Kwesi Kwarteng is a public relations officer for the Ministry of Education. Now, as World Rabies Day was commemorated, the Veterinary Service is asking local assemblies to arrest dog owners who fail to vaccinate their animals as they pose as a threat to life in their communities. There's more in this report by Emmanuel Bright-Kweku.
The Ashanti region recorded 34 positive rabies cases and 2 deaths between 2020 and 2024. The commemoration of the World Rabies Day was held in the Chimamwabija North District. District Health Director Dr. Eric Sapon said it will take a collective effort to prevent yet another rabies death from happening in the country.
Mid this year, we had a very sad incident where a 6-year-old girl was bitten by a dog and eventually died of it as a result of rabies. And we had to put all strategy in place to ensure that we don't record any case as such.
Ashanti Regional Director of Veterinary Services, Dr. Mabel Abudu, observed the nation is still at risk of recording more cases because people are refusing to observe the annual vaccination of their dogs. She insists until people are arrested under the Assembly's bylaws on responsible animal keeping, the public will remain reluctant to send their pet for vaccination.
People should be responsible for pets. If you know you can't take care of them, don't go for them. In situations where you have them working, then all these people can be arrested.
And before we go, presidential candidate of the NDC, John Dramani Mahama, has promised he will ensure the implementation of the affirmative action bill if he's elected president. Speaking at the launch of the party's women's manifesto in Kumasi, the former president emphasized his commitment to promoting gender equality and increasing women's representation in politics.
We note the passage of the Affirmative Action Act, and we intend to fully implement it when NDC comes into office. We'll increase women's representation in parliament and in leadership roles across all sectors. We'll do this not only because it is the right thing to do, but also Ghana needs the best of its human resource to come on board. By operationalizing the Affirmative Act of 2024, we'll ensure that women hold at least 30% of political appointments.
And you heard that the presidential candidate of the NDC, John Dramani Mahama, ending the news at 6 this morning. You can find more stories when you log on to myjoyonline.com. I am Hannah Wadami. Thanks for your company.